This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You've heard here and elsewhere about the local economic boost that political conventions are said to bring with them. It was true in Tampa with the GOP, and it's true as the Democrats have their confab in Charlotte this week as well, although some of the most interesting job opportunities are somewhat unconventional, as Youth Radio's Sarah Quevedo reports.
What's up? Oh my goodness, you look like you're famished. Please, come down to Rock Bottom and grab something to eat.
24-year-old Chris Miller and a colleague are dressed in all black and baking in the 90-degree midday heat. They're handing out coupons for a nearby restaurant where they wait tables.
We have beer-themed food and beer-themed beer.
How much are you guys making?
Right now, we're making $2.13 an hour.
For $2.13 an hour without tips, this guy genuinely seems to be loving life.
Oh, beautiful.
So much so that he decided to sing a theme-appropriate song.
Spacious skies, for amber waves of gray.
Not 10 steps away, Trey Randleman is hawking shiny buttons with a very familiar face on them. It's this guy that a lot of people at the DNC seem to like. Okay, yeah, it's Obama. And he's looking pretty good on these pins.
Yeah, got him looking kind of sexy there.
That's my favorite, too. Besides the one where he's dressed like a Jedi warrior.
They're 1 for $5 and 3 for $10, so we've been doing pretty good today. You know, wherever the crowds are, you can pretty much get a sale, so that's what we're doing.
Randleman says 85% of the proceeds go to a food pantry, and she gets the other 15%. $5 adds up quickly. She can take home $150 to $200 a day.
We're just trying to make enough money to eat off the dollar menu today.
That's 17-year-old Mikey Stewart. He plays harmonica along with 16-year-old Thomas Watts on guitar. Together, they are
the Elaborate Door Retrievers.
They're sitting against a wall with the classic Starving Musician's guitar case open in front of them.
So what do you got in there?
$6.87. You don't even need to eat on the dollar menu now.
Now we can get somewhere fancy. Take you out somewhere nice.
Who are we going to afford Chick-fil-A?
And just when they thought their day had been made, a special guest showed up.
Let's try to play a song for Jesse Jackson.
All right, let's do that.
All right. Jesse, this song's dedicated for you.
There's only one act in Charlotte this week, but opportunists like the Elaborate Door Retrievers are hoping the spotlight shifts enough in their direction that they can make a little cash. In Charlotte, I'm Sarah Quevedo for Marketplace.
Sarah's story came to us courtesy of Youth Radio and its new Options Desk. Those are stories about how young adults can find a job.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.